The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Well, as we've been hearing, it was quite the weekend of quarterfinal football in the GAA. And for many, it proved difficult to see the matches. Some of them weren't shown on terrestrial TV. And some people who had paid to watch the games had trouble watching them on GAA+. Maybe it was the same for some of you. Do let us know. Larry Donnelly is law lecturer at the University of Galway, columnist with the journal.ie and a huge GAA fan. So what are your frustrations, Larry?
Yeah, well, first of all, I think that at this late stage of the championship, I think there's no good reason why RTE isn't broadcasting quarterfinals in the senior championship. I just don't get it. I understand resources are limited. I understand the World Cup is a further drain on those resources. But there is just no good reason, in my view, why the quarterfinals aren't available free to air. And then when you go on to GAA+, unfortunately, the stream was not great. It kept glitching every time, and you pay €15 for the privilege of one match. And to me, that just isn't good enough.
Now, there's an article in the Irish Times about this where Dennis Walsh writes about the rugby and says that the Champions Cup, in which Leinster, of course, were playing, was not free to air. It was on ITV4, which you need a complicated setup to get. And there was no outrage over that. Do you understand why that is? Why the GAA in particular seems to come in for so much flack about this stuff?
Absolutely. That's because these are our national games. One of the most special things about this country is the GAA. That's one of the reasons why I, as a transplant, grew to it so greatly, because these games represent the very best of what this country is all about. And we expect, and I think we have the right to expect, at this late stage of the championship, that these matches will be available free to air so that everyone in the country can take in what is an extraordinary, unique spectacle that Ireland rightly cherishes.
But we want to watch the World Cup matches as well, and we want those free to air too. And there's only so much that the broadcasters, in particular RTE, can do.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm fully aware of that. I'm not being irrational on this front. But what I am saying, and I understand people have a multiplicity of different tastes in sports, and of course, not everything can be free to air. My point is that at this late stage of the championship, that these matches, as our national games, that these should be free to air and available to everybody. I think that there is a distinguishable case that could be made vis-a-vis the GAA and all other sports, soccer, rugby, golf, whatever you have.
Okay, but you did say that you are willing to pay, and you did pay to watch the games on Saturday. But what was happening with the service? It wasn't working properly.
Yeah, I've had decidedly mixed experiences with GAA+. So, for instance, on Saturday, the first match, Cork and Mayo, the stream was perfect. The second match, however, Kerry and Tyrone, it kept glitching. It kept going to slow motion, in and out. Now, I understand the experience of others on Saturday was different, and indeed, I've had good experiences with GAA+ in the past, but I've also had bad experiences as I did on Saturday. And when you are paying €15 per match, I think that entitles you to expect a pretty good feed, a pretty good stream, and it just wasn't good enough on Saturday. And again, I've had mixed experiences. Other people had good experiences on Saturday. But the bottom line is, across the board, it should be a good experience when you're paying a pretty decent chunk for a match. I know that there are annual subscription rates, which are quite reasonable. I don't have one, but I paid €30 on Saturday. And I can say safely that €15 of it was well spent. €15 of it, I might as well put it down the drain.
Right. So what's the solution then? I mean, do you expect RTE to pick up the tab if the games were free on GAA+? Plus, would that solve it? How should it work?
Well, in my view, again, not throughout the season, certainly not throughout the league, but when you get to the quarterfinal stage of the senior championship, these matches should all be available free to air on RTE. That's my own belief, and I think it's shared by very many GAA fans up and down the country.
And RTE would say, how can we possibly afford to do that?
Yeah, and look, I get that point. That's why I'm not saying every match in the season should be free to air. But I think, again, at this late stage, it should be the case. These should be the priority for the national broadcaster. Again, I think the case of the GAA is distinguishable to all other sports. These are our national games. They're rightly celebrated. Everybody who wants to be able to watch them should be able to.
Larry, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Well, let's get more on this. I'm joined by Colm O'Rourke, who is Sunday Independent columnist and former Meath footballer. Good morning, Colm.
Good morning, Claire.
Our national game, says Larry, they should be free to air at this stage. And that's coming from somebody who spent the €30 on Saturday to watch the two games. What do you think?
Well, I do agree with Larry that probably when it comes to the quarterfinal stage, we should be able to watch them all free. And he's quite right, too. It was a unique spectacle and it was a wonderful weekend of entertainment. But I think the broader issue about GAA Plus is that it is good for everybody involved. I think the €85, the annual subscription, is money very well spent. You can watch any number of games throughout the year. I know the camera work may not be as good as RTE would provide, but that's a logistical exercise because the number of cameras at games would probably be about three, whereas an RTE full coverage would take in a lot more. And Larry seems to have had trouble with the signal. I hope he wasn't using a Jaji box and that was causing the trouble.
I don't think so.
We hope not.
I doubt it. Overall, I think
it has been a great thing. Like, Claire, if you go back 20 or 30 years, you couldn't see any games up to the semi-final of the championships on television. So I think if you pay €85 for a subscription for the year, as I do, and you can watch a lot of games. And I know there's a caveat here that a lot of the people would feel that the Munster Hurling Championship is put behind the paywall so that people are signed up for it. And maybe there is a certain amount of credence in that. But overall, it's a good service. When you consider Leeds and Manchester United are playing in Croke Park in August, and people in the premium level were offered to buy tickets at €165 each. If you go to a concert in Dublin, you'd pay €100 for any decent concert. If you go to a soccer match in England, it's over £100 for most games. So €85 for a whole package of games for the year is good value.
Yeah, I think a lot of people would agree with you on that, right? What's different about the weekend, though, was on Saturday, Cork versus Mayo, Kerry versus Tyrone. At that level, at quarterfinal stage, not being able to see either of those games on terrestrial TV left people feeling shortchanged. And I think from what you've said so far that you understand that or you agree with it to a certain extent.
I do agree with that part of it because people would say, how come every single game in the World Cup is being broadcast on RTE? And there's reasons for that too. And while we can't see the quarterfinals, I think from quarterfinals on, they should be free to air. But that's a contractual issue between RTE and the GAA. And because of the schedule issues involving the World Cup, it may not just have been possible. But I think going forward, the model is a good one. I would like to see it extend and improved with more cameras at games and a GAA channel on its own that you could watch every game.
There was another way to slice it, though, on Saturday. Let's just say that RTE couldn't show them for whatever reasons. Could GAA Plus not have opened up their channel for free and allowed people to watch those matches as a good deed? You know, we're at this stage of the championship. Come on in, watch these for free, log on. Everybody gets access to them.
Well, I think that would have been a great idea to do it. And of course, we have to take into account that there's derogations here for hospitals and nursing homes and a lot of things. But I do agree that a quarterfinal stage, and of course, with the benefit of hindsight, everybody would say, God, I'd love to have watched those two matches on Saturday. They were wonderful games. And from being a spectator in Croke Park on both days, we had the most marvellous entertainment. And I think it certainly would be a good idea to do exactly as you say, that quarterfinal stage. We showed them free on GAA Plus, notwithstanding, of course, too, that people have to understand that this isn't a profit-making exercise. This is money that the GAA make from GAA Plus, which all goes back into the organisation.
Listener says, though, for an amateur organisation, the GAA is in a continuous drift towards maximising revenue. And they say €60 for the hurling semi-final tickets next weekend has put it out of the reach of many families.
Yeah, but you have to, when you drive around the country and you've been from Laois, you'd see all these marvellous pitches everywhere you go. A lot of that is funded from the money that comes in from ticket prices and from GAA Plus and other sources of revenue. So we can't have it every way. There's a sort of idea in this country that when it comes to the GAA, I think everything should be for nothing. And I suppose that's synonymous with a sort of an overall drift in the country that the government should provide everything for everybody without taking personal responsibility. But I still take the point, quarterfinals should have been on free to air. Mm-hmm. And if it meant putting them on free on GAA Plus, I would certainly would have agreed with that. But the overall principle of it, I think it's a very good idea, given an opportunity for people to see games that they wouldn't have any alternative other than to listen to the radio.
Right. And what about the argument that there are, for older people, regardless of whether they can afford to pay the fee or not, they might be precluded from using GAA Plus because it's just not, it's not what they're used to or accustomed to or able to access?
Yes, and that is certainly a point, and it's been raised with me by several older people. But I think it's something that most older people are able to overcome. Most of them have children or grandchildren who should be able to help them to tune in. It is a bit of an issue, but you can't satisfy all the people all the time.
A listener agrees with Larry on the second match. That was Kerry Tyrone on Saturday. Couldn't get the second match at all. I had no issue paying the money, but the streaming was very poor. It was glitchy for that person as well. People are very annoyed about this. There's another one saying that the GAA received €97 million from the government and they've the audacity not to show the games free to air. I'm beginning to think, Colm, that we've come to the solution here, that when we get to this stage in the championship, it might be a good idea for GAA Plus, if the games aren't on RTE, to open up the service for free for the big ones.
Yes, I agree with you fully on that. Maybe you'd get Charlotte Burns on the line there, Claire.
Do you know
and discuss
what?
That
he's
particular
my,
thing
he's
with
my
him.
Next port of call on this.
Yes, a direct line. there's nothing in the world that seems to get people exercised in this country is what happens with the GAA.
Yeah, but people really wanted to see those matches on Saturday. And I think many people were surprised when they sat down to watch them that they couldn't, you know, because it's what they've come to expect when you get to quarterfinal stage.
Yes, but I'm also taken by the fact that when it comes to an All-Ireland final in hurling and football, and you look at the viewing figures afterwards, like there's maybe a million or 1.2 or 1.5. Yes, but the other side of it, Claire, is that means that there's about 4 million in the country that didn't seem to be a bit bothered by what was happening in the GAA world. So sometimes we take ourselves too seriously. But again, I think your point is valid. From quarterfinals on, I think free-to-air would be the solution. But I don't know whether RTE had the capacity to do so. The answer to it is GAA Plus free with a better coverage and more cameras.
Well, listen, we'll get Charlotte Burns in here one day soon, Colm, and we'll put it to him and see what he can do. Thanks very much for being with us.
I'm sure he'll agree with you now because he's on his last lap as president. So
he'll agree to anything, you think?
Yes, absolutely.
Thanks so much. That's Colm O'Rourke. And if you'd like to add to that conversation, our WhatsApp number, 087 1400 106.
The Claire Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.